After another intense weekend of SEC football, Jacob Bunn and David Sears are back with you once again on the Bunn Sports Show, as always. David, what jumped out at you just initially about this last weekend?
Auburn is going to outscore everybody. I mean, their defense is just looking average at best, but their offense is just so amazing that they're able to keep outscoring people, putting up 51 on Ole Miss, but giving up 31. So you have to wonder if anyone ever could, you know, somehow manage to slow down Cam Newton the way Mississippi State did.
Well, the latest BCS standings are out, and Auburn is in the number two spot now. Oregon takes the top spot, followed by Auburn is followed by TCU. Boise State at number four. Utah jumped Alabama up to number five. Alabama comes in at number six. Nebraska, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and LSU round out the top 10. Another note, Tennessee freshman Jaquez Smith was arrested on assault charge because he and another student were apparently fighting over a woman in a bar. Tennessee, again, with an arrest. We saw the bar fight before the season. Derek Dooley has an opportunity, anyway, to really lay down discipline in Knoxville. We'll see if he takes it.
That seems to be the recurring theme in the SEC East right now, with fights at Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee. So there you go. But speaking of Georgia, quit flashing me that sign, by the way. I'm not joking. I'm doing a great job on this show. What do you take about that whole situation?
Wow. Todd Grantham, the Georgia defensive coordinator, was captured on video, and it's on YouTube, giving a choke sign, you know, I guess I haven't seen the video. Is it the hands around the neck?
Yeah, it's doing the hands around the neck to Chaz Henry.
You describe it to us, because I haven't seen it.
It looks like they may have been jawing back and forth between Grantham and Chaz Henry, but you can read his lips. It's not good when your defensive coordinator / assistant head coach is getting into a verbal sparring match with the other team's kicker. Seriously.
And he's the backup kicker, too. A kicker? Chaz Henry is the punter and the backup kicker to Caleb Sturgis, who is out with
a fractured vertebra.
Something like that.
It's not a good thing. It's further showing that Richt has no spine, that Richt can't discipline anybody. And if Georgia does not get rid of Mark Richt after this season, then Georgia just wants to be a mediocre program, mediocre athletic department, and just a mediocre university.
It would certainly seem that Mark Richt is not getting the job done, for sure. And the loss to Colorado, I think, was the tipping point. People say, well, he can get it back against Auburn. No. What did we say before the season? We both said it. The biggest game for Mark Richt this year
was going to have to beat Florida.
Exactly.
I really thought they had turned the corner. I thought they were going to do it. This is let's no longer call it the SEC East. It's the SEC Least right now. It is the least division.
Yeah. And then did you hear what Urban Meyer did going off the field?
Did he cry?
No. Close. He was being taunted in some way by the Georgia student section band. I'm not sure what it was, but he was going off the field, and apparently he had to go through the Georgia section. And I don't know if they were giving the choke signal. I don't know what it was, but he did the gator chomp.
He did the chomp to him?
To him. Which, I mean, he has perfect right to. Florida's beaten him now 18 out of the last 20 tries. So,
Mark Richt, great record versus Florida, 2-8 for a .250 winning percentage.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, you talked about Shula not being able to beat Auburn was the reason he was one of the biggest reasons he was let go at Alabama. Well, Mark Richt not being able to beat Florida, I mean, that's a huge rival of Georgia's, and he hasn't been able to produce. And
if he would have beaten them in 2007, they would have played in the national championship
game. That's exactly right. That has been the biggest Achilles heel for Mark Richt at Georgia. Well, let's move on to the game, of course, played on ESPN2, kind of shoved in the back. You have number one Auburn playing at Ole Miss,
which is,
nobody really gave it much thought.
Well, it's silly. The administrators for the world's largest outdoor cocktail party do not want that game taking place at night due to the fear of drinking. Come on.
I don't know where they got that idea.
I mean, that's silly. So they put the game that should have been on at 2:30, they put that on at 5 on ESPN2.
But they came out better. Now, you have to agree, Sears, they came out better.
It was a high-drama game, but it was one of the worst viewed games of the season for CBS ratings-wise.
Yeah, you're right about that now, ratings-wise, but
it was a fun game to watch.
I think they would have had similar, if not less, interest in the Auburn and Ole Miss game.
But Auburn-Ole Miss had a great first quarter, and then Cam Newton put
Cam
on
Newton
the Superman cape.
Was 18 for 24 for 209 yards passing. So anybody out there saying he can't throw, well, there you go. 45 yards.
He can be a receiver.
45 yards on 11 carries running the ball. And then, as you just mentioned, the pass. Who threw the pass? Burns?
I think so. Okay. I think it was Burns out of the Wildcat.
Another halfback toss. Cody Burns threw the pass. Okay, so
it's his first game this year. I think he hasn't run for over 100 yards.
Yeah, yeah, and a very modest 45 yards. I mean, come on.
But it looked like he was more interested in giving it to Dyer and Ontario McCaleb and actually just throwing the ball, staying in the pocket and throwing the ball. So Auburn looked very good. I think they showed that they can just throw the ball if they need to.
Right.
But their defense is still a very big trouble area.
But Sears, you said last week that Auburn had no worries. Their defense was fine. They were going to win the national championship. Just give them time. And Ted Roof is going to get their defense
well
on track.
I still think they're going to win the national championship. I still think they're going to win every game by two touchdowns minimum.
No, let's move it up now. Three touchdowns minimum.
No, I think.
Oh, come on.
I think Alabama will give them some trouble.
He's jumping off the bandwagon, folks.
I'm not jumping off the bandwagon. I'm staying on the bandwagon. I'm told you, two touchdowns minimum. I think UTC, they will name their own score this weekend.
Okay, here's I want to just touch on this for a minute. You watched the BCS show Sunday night?
I was driving home.
No, didn't watch it. Okay.
Did not.
But you've heard the reaction around here from the Auburn faithful about Jesse Palmer and what he said.
I heard that he said some derogatory statements that Auburn's defense will.
That's what I don't get. He simply pointed out that Auburn has some weaknesses on defense, and if they continue to give up 31 points to teams like Ole Miss, they're not going to win.
That was the derogatory statement?
What's untrue about that?
I mean,
why are Auburn fans so upset? I don't understand it. What did he say that was just totally wacko?
It's true. I mean, you look at it. Oregon gave up 32 to USC. Auburn gives up 31 to Ole Miss. But then I think total for the last seven games, I think TCU has given up 56 points total.
Right.
So TCU's got a strong defense. It'll be interesting to see
complete
TCU.
Complete team, yeah. That, interesting, yeah.
They've got a huge game this weekend out in
Salt
Lake.
I just don't understand the feeling among Auburn fans.
That's not derogatory. It's a statement. It's a true statement.
You complain because you don't get respect, and I can understand that if it's legitimate that you don't get respect. But Jesse Palmer saying that Auburn has question marks on defense, that's not derogatory.
It's a true statement. Auburn's defense, they've put on some great games. Like against LSU, like against Mississippi State.
Well, I mean, you're playing the 101st ranked offense against LSU. So,
true.
Vestavia do been
there. Oh, man. Auburn fans, calm down. You've still got the best team in the state. You've probably got the best team in the nation. It's going to be really interesting to see the track meet between Auburn and Oregon for the national title. But I just don't understand why they're so concerned. I know 2004 is fresh in your mind, and you're feeling, we're going
to
get taken out.
Get over 2004 right now. It's not going to happen again.
There's no way that a Boise State, a TCU, or Utah will jump you. You are playing a much better team. You have a very marquee game left that will get huge amount of national attention. Georgia's not marquee.
It's going to be on CBS.
It'll be on CBS, and then you'll have Alabama Friday, prime spot. Everybody will be watching it. You're going head-to-head with Nebraska-Colorado. Who cares about Nebraska-Colorado? And you'll be watching. Everyone in the nation will be watching you. All the eyes will want to see Cam Newton turn it on and lead Auburn to victory inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. And I'm sorry, and Bryant-Denny Stadium. And it'll just be a huge game.
Good luck with that.
It'll be a huge game. They'll probably win by two or three touchdowns just because Alabama doesn't have the cojones to match up with you.
But, I mean, the feeling that this team doesn't get the respect it deserves and that,
You know what? You know how you get respect?
Come on.
You know how you get respect? You win. And if you keep winning and you win out and you're 14-0, you're BCS national champs, you're AP national champs, you're the Opelika Times national champs. It just, you'll be the national champs. Everyone will love you. Everyone will be heaping praise upon you.
I mean, here it is. When is the last time Auburn has had success like this? 2004. Now, they had a good year in 2006 and a decent year in 2007, even though they had a couple of really bad losses. But Auburn hasn't had success like this in a long time. Can you not enjoy it? Enjoy the moment. I mean, you've been sitting around watching Alabama be talked about, have training days, all these programs about Alabama. They won the national championship, and here you get a little bit of success, and all Auburn fans can do is complain about what they don't get. Jesse Palmer, does he matter? No.
He's not a voter.
No.
He's, I mean, Tammy from wherever yesterday went off on him, and that was funny to listen to, but Auburn fans, relax. It's not that big a deal. You've still got plenty of time to prove you are the best team in the nation.
Absolutely.
And barring just an epic collapse by Cam Newton or a horrendous injury, Cam Newton's going to put you on his back and carry you to victory. He's unstoppable. No one has been able to do anything against him remotely. And the only thing that seems to happen is Auburn stops himself with incomplete passes and other stuff.
That's true.
I mean, Auburn's offense, I'd love to see how many third downs ended due to an incomplete pass and not to a stepped run or something. So, Auburn, relax. You're still going to win the national title. You're still going to be number one. You're going to win every game by a minimum two touchdowns. It's okay.
Get over it. Get over it right now. And if you don't get over it, it's going to be a long November because Georgia and Alabama are very potent teams. Just want to mention this really quickly, but very, very sad news out of the Southeastern Conference today. Old Mississippi State defensive end Nick Bell, who's been battling cancer, died at age 20, and I just want to send out my condolences to his family.
If you visit the Mississippi State website, they have set up a Nick Bell foundation that you can donate to. It'll help for funeral costs and for his family. Great guy from Bessemer. He played at Jess Lanier. He started the first two games of the year. They found a tumor, and then the tumor rapidly spread. The last Mississippi State home game he was able to go to was the UAB thrilling victory when they were able to beat him 29-24. Then he was back in the hospital, and it's just been all downhill since 2 weeks ago, and sadly he passed away this Tuesday afternoon.
Vanderbilt's top rusher Warren Norman has a dislocated right wrist and will not return for the rest of the season. That'll be interesting as he has been a big part of their offense, and this week they go up against Florida. You know, you don't really have much of a chance against Florida anyway, but this may give them less than a chance. Arkansas's most potent receiver, we all know, Greg Childs.
Out for the year.
With another injury himself. So
the bright side,
losing players.
Bright side for Arkansas fans, that means he will probably not declare for the NFL draft and will probably be back next year.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. A bum knee combined with the labor not being not having an agreement with the owners yet, that would probably mean he'll stay in for an extra year. So,
but Alabama fans, don't wish that Julio Jones will get injured because he will still declare for the NFL.
Oh, yes, he will. Julio's a beast.
Well, it's going to be another interesting weekend, and we will get set to preview it. We have 8 matchups this weekend, some more than usual out of conference. But we have two,
that Tennessee-Memphis game to me is a very telling.
It will be. It will
very
be.
Telling game because Memphis is horrendous.
No, Memphis is usually viewed as a joke by Tennessee. You might not want to make that joke too quick this year. That Memphis could easily beat Tennessee on their own home field, and then
you got some game down on Death Valley where you got some Tigers and some Tide.
And I'm gonna tell you this game between Alabama and LSU, and yes, Alabama-Auburn and Alabama-Florida are terrific matchups, and they are meaning, as far as what they mean in the conference, probably more important this year. But Alabama-LSU always is a title fight. They both have off weeks. They both had off weeks now for 3 or 4 straight years.
2005 before. Overtime. 2007 was the John Parker Wilson fumble. 2008 was the John Parker Wilson quarterback sneak. Last year was the Julio run for glory.
LSU had Alabama beat last year.
They did.
Had Alabama not pulled that out, and then
Patrick Peterson goes down with an injury
3 times,
and he's not covering.
They're still scraping players off the field, right, Denny?
the divot that showed he landed in bounds with the interception that was ruled incomplete.
Who knows? Ruled incomplete. That's all we can go on. But, you know, if I had to go at it again, could you say definitively one way or the other? I couldn't. I thought
he was in bounds. I thought he had possession.
Right.
I thought that was a blown call by the refs, but
it wouldn't be the first one.
Not at all.
But anyway, it'll be a great weekend, and we will look forward to previewing it with you a couple of days from now. And we will continue, of course, to talk about everything SEC, and Auburn fans will continue to complain because they don't get any respect.